You aren't supposed to be here. Me? Nothing. I was just... I... Don't tell anyone. What? I make a lousy burglar? Hey, I tried my best. I even got this outfit and everything. Look, it's skin tight. Nice to make your acquaintance. Well, say, why not keep this a secret between us, and I'll leave all the stuff that belongs to this household? It's not like I'm trying to get you in my good books or anything. Please, how could you resist listening to how cute and whiny my voice is? Surely you want it to stop, so promise you won't be mean and tell on me. I could do some things in exchange. I might be way smaller than you, but it doesn't mean I'm not, stronger, shall we say, in other ways. Look at you, you're so cute and adorable. It's a shame you have a girlfriend or I'd be all over you. Oh? You don't? Then why not let me... by your silence. Aren't you interested? Thinking what I could possibly do to you. Is it intimidating having someone so close to you? My lips being so close as you hang on my every word. So... is your silence up for sale? Nod your head if it is. Then I suppose I'll put these away then. I was actually going to come into your room next, but well, yeah, you're somehow here. I guess my intel is lousy, Man. Always letting me down. I'm sure you wouldn't, though. You look so cute blushing and stammering at my presence. I'm harmless, really. Look at me. I just about blushed as much as you when you got me. Hey? You can't be asking me that. That's not how this exchange works. How did I get this job? There are three questions you never ask a lady. Her bra size, how old she is, and, well, her occupation. Especially if it's something deemed morally wrong. But, what is morally right and wrong? We make that stuff up on our own. Anyway, back to the situation at hand. Get on the bed. Oh, I have lots of things in mind. See... I need to buy your silence through my actions. And a few things come to mind. Like tickling you. What? Why? I thought we were having fun. Don't tell me you were expecting something else like kissing. Jeez, that's embarrassing. I've never even kissed someone, let alone a stranger. Wait, your face. You did think I was going to kiss you? But then, doesn't that mean you like me? You're stammering. You know, in this line of work, we also have to be good at getting the truth from you. I have to be a teeny tiny bit manipulative. Nothing too much. basically, they teach me how to flirt. How to get real close to someone. Even if that means being intimate. But, yeah. I've never had to kiss someone before. I've never been put in that situation. But if it came to it, I would have to be prepared. Thankfully, no one has twisted my arm like that. You should see the faces of the guys I have to deal with. You're not so bad looking, no. Well, not rambling. If I understand correctly the position I'm in, I still need to buy your silence, huh? Mm-hmm. Hey, wait, you stopped me? Oh, so you're that kind of guy. Interesting, I suppose I can oblige. Come lie on my chest then. I'm not kidding, rest your head on my chest. There. Is that better? In my experience, there's different kinds of guys in the world. Those who are afraid to admit what they want, and those who go for any opportunity that presents itself. It kind of makes me feel alive when I take that opportunity. That sounds like my thieving, but I mean it. Take someone up on their offer. You did it. Heck, I almost kissed you because I like love. Well, if you like hair petting, you might enjoy some massages as well. Want a little shoulder massage? The angle is awkward, but I can make it work. Just try your best to relax. Nothing like a massage to get the blood flowing around the muscles. I need to get them often, a massage. Get rid of the knots in my body. They build up over time. The actual knot develops from the body. It's trying to protect an injured, strained, or weakened spot. The muscles around the area will tighten up to prevent more injury. Yeah, they're persistent and will remain until the area is broken up and the muscles contract. So that's why we do our little massages. Get rid of them. I guess it's just the body trying to protect us. Weird how it works out like that. It's only trying its best, yet it kind of negatively impacts us in a way. Maybe it's a little metaphor to life, but I'm not really about that stuff. I know I'm not exactly the best person walking around on the streets. Heck, I take things for a living. Things that clearly don't belong to me. It's just how I feed myself. I envy other people, how they can do a 9-to-5, form relationships and bonds with others, be familiar with another person and such. I'm on my own. Reminds me of a dumb quote I learned. Never trust anybody, not even yourself. Cause you know, self-sabotage and stuff. I'm lucky like that, I guess. My life is pretty simple. Wake up, eat, borrow a few items, and then repeat, really. Not got good karma, though. If you believe in that kind of thing. It really isn't for me at all, but well, I've been racking up a pretty good score streak to get my life, burnocked. Anyway, how do your shoulders feel now? All loosey-goosey, right? Well, you're awfully quiet, but I guess I ought to get going. The night is still young, and with my supplies, I can probably get a month off max. Helps to take time off, you know, deal with how awful of a person I am deep down inside. Hey. Hey, you just gonna stare at me? What's up? I kept my side of the... Oh, like that. You stole my first kiss. You know that? Ironic. That's supposed to be my job. And yet, here we are. You're crazy. I think you're crazy, you know that. Do you have any idea what you're getting into right now? Are you thinking this through? Is this a joke to you? Are you playing with me right now? I have feelings, you know. And it's not nice to play with people's feelings. You wouldn't do that to me, right? Was it for your amusement? Or are you taking pity on me? The girl who's never kissed a boy. Ironic. To steal something from a thief. A kiss. Do it again. Well, in that case, I'm sure there's something I can steal from you.